This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday morning, but you know what? That doesn't work because we need energy. We need excitement. We need to move people ahead. Hello, 5-16-16. Ooh, that's interesting. What do you think that numerically, what does that add up to? Let's see, 5 and 1 is 6 and 6 is 12 and another 16 is 28. That means 10. That means a 1. Okay. I got it all.
What did we come out with?
Numerologically, we're number one. That's what all that means.
There you go.
As the voice of my friend Victoria Keelan, along with Rich McFadden, the controls in our studio in Washington. That, ladies and gentlemen, was the discussion that they had yesterday at Bernie Sanders' Wiccan ceremony. How many people know what a Wiccan is? Victoria, you know what a Wiccan is?
I think I have a friend who dabbled in Wiccan stuff in college.
Really?
Lots of sage burning and some prayer circles.
Right. Yeah, right. So does it make you uncomfortable to have a Richie would make fun of those people? And
no.
I mean that in a negative sense. It's just different.
You know what?
You wouldn't go to a Wiccan ceremony, would you?
No, but the bottom line is they believe in everything is of the earth.
Yeah.
And
that's very astute. That's very good. Yes, everything is Mother Nature.
I don't have a problem with that, but I believe that there's a bigger God out there that's not sitting in a palm tree at the end of the beach. So he's everywhere.
With a coconut.
Right. So, while I go, okay, cool, I'm down with the earth and the sun and the leaves and everything.
Got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Da, da, da,
da, da, da, da. Exactly.
Boom. Bernie Sanders supporters in Oregon had a Wiccan ceremony with priestess Leah LaFleur. Crowd came in. This was an amplification of positive energy and the progressive movement underscoring Bernie Sanders' value. This was something that was officially listed on the website. So what's the big deal? Why are people having a problem with this? What is there about this and what is there about some people in America that just don't embrace those who are different? We have all of this focus on lesbians and gays in the bathroom. So, would you go to the bathroom with a Wiccan? That's probably the question. Would you go into a bathroom?
They might have some funny hocus pocus going on and can change some things. I don't know.
Well, only if they can prove that they've always been a Wiccan.
Really?
Wah, wah.
I see. Right.
Wiccan is, when you say a witch or a Wiccan, you think of the hocus pocus, TV stuff, and I guess it probably gets a little bit of a bad rap.
I think this just gets a lot of eye rolls. Like, crazy Bernie Sanders fans.
Right, what's crazy about it? It's a belief, it's support system. Those people who are right of center in terms of their own social stuff, if that's what it is, who can't stand...
No, you can't anyway, say that.
I haven't finished what I was saying.
Go ahead and finish.
Oh, thank you. And then you can say, oh, you can't say that.
Let me know when you're done.
Okay. The whole business about different sorts of religious backgrounds, the kinds of things that are now more acceptable in our society. We are broadening our horizons, if that's what I mean. Some people are saying, oh my God, the world's going to hell. Is it really, or is it just more accepting of how life is? There are a lot of people who are different in so many different ways. So, you know, it used to be we want to have a white country, and then we start counting how many blacks there are. Now we count how many Hispanics there are. Who cares? I don't care how many lesbians there are in the world, how many gays there are in the world. It doesn't make any difference. What I did find interesting, sort of not in league with the Wiccan ceremony, but there was a post, excuse me, on a Facebook page that, Richie, you might want to go back and read for a moment, because it sort of puts people in their place. When I listened to all of the hoopla and some of the sound coming from the president's, inaugural address, his weekend, he was the commencement speaker, I think, at Rutgers. And yes. So he's taking shots at Trump and taking shots at people who don't know anything. This shows you how out of touch these people are. They are so Washingtonized, they aren't getting what even the right wing of the Republican Party is beginning to understand, that people want somebody like Donald Trump. And the more you look around and you listen to Hillary Clinton and the focus on her personal image, she's trying to break free of Bernie Sanders and have there's an anti-establishment mood that you cannot deny in this country. Bernie Sanders is all about it. He's still holding on. There are plenty of people who embrace the Wiccan way of life. It's just that they don't get a lot of serious attention from the news media because they look down their snobby long noses at these people who are quote-unquote different. We're all different, for God's sakes. Look around. Do I sound like Rich? No. Do I look like Rich? No. Do I sound like Victoria? No. Do I look like her? Does she look like Jennifer? No. Does she sound like Jennifer? No. We're all different. You don't sound like the next guy. The only thing, maybe the PR guy for Donald Trump sounds a little like Donald Trump. But other than that, there is a big, wide, wonderful world, and it's a big tent. We can all live in it. People are saying, by supporting Bernie Sanders and by supporting Donald Trump, they don't want the old stuff anymore because the old stuff doesn't work. So you listen to Obama and his smarmy, his shots he's taking. And Hillary Clinton keeps embracing Obama's two terms. If you look at the reality here, we remain in combat in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. This is the complete opposite of what Obama said he stood for when he ran for the presidency. And people, this is one of the, if you do a poll, I've read three or four of them, that suggests one of the reasons Trump has as much going for him as he does is because people feel like they're lied to by politicians. And especially Obama, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2009, has spent his years in the White House trying to fulfill the promise that he made as an anti-war candidate, but the reality is he isn't. The wars are now continuing. He leaves office with 4,087 soldiers in Iraq, 9,800 soldiers in Afghanistan, and the fact that there are 200,000 troops stationed all around the world in Libya, Pakistan, Somalia, Yemen, and seven other countries. Mrs. Clinton is embracing that? People don't want it. They want us out of these areas. So make all the fun you want to of Bernie Sanders and his Wiccan ceremony and Donald Trump being his own PR guy 25 years ago. If that's the best you got, you're in big trouble. Because, you know, people don't care about that kind of stuff. And he's having a big fight with Megyn Kelly. Hello. Whose show was he on last week? And who did he said to her, you were pretty big to call me and invite me on this show. That says some. That's the end of that. There's no more, slicing and dicing there. He's done with that. I wish he would be done with it all the way around, because I think it's distracting and distressing, frankly, to listen to all of that stuff from him about, things that are foolish, that have nothing to do, that make him sound unpresidential.
Want to take a guess as to how many Wiccans we have in the country?
How many?
Approximately 1.2 million people, according to a 2008 Pew's survey, put New Age religion as their beliefs.
Okay.
Which includes neo-pagans.
Includes me. I'm in that group. I'm not a Wiccan or a neo-pagan, but I'm very much in that group. I think there's far more than a million.
You're New Age.
Yeah, sort of. It's old age. I wish I had thought about that before I said it.
No comment.
Anyway, so Richie, read the post, the Facebook post, that sort of summarizes the best that Obama can do at the moment.
So in May of 1961, President John F. Kennedy said, "We will put men on the moon." In May of 2016, President Barack Obama said, "We will put men in women's restrooms."
What?
Not a big time.
Yeah.
We're comparing the statesmanship of JFK to the statesmanship of Obama. And
look, I know you guys hate Obama, but
I don't hate anybody. No, I don't hate anybody. I don't even like that
politically
word.
Politically speaking,
I don't care. I think he's been a big phony. I think
you're not a
big
fan. Disappointment. Is what I'm saying.
I am not a fan. That's true.
Okay. I don't think it's fair to sum up his entire 8 years with a bathroom comment.
No, I'm not saying this is fair to sum up. I'm just saying it's part of his legacy, and there's not much else there, frankly. And for Hillary Clinton.
I think that's not true. I think years from now, the people are going to realize that there was a lot more that he did that was good. I honestly, yeah. I completely believe that.
Obamacare?
I love that I have health insurance as a millennial. Yes, I did not have that unless you're full-time employed. You don't have that option. I mean, there are a lot of people who are benefiting from
Obamacare. So, Richie, you're helping pay for Victoria's.
I'm not helping. I am.
Well, I'm not on Medicaid. I pay for it.
No, but you don't pay as much as other people are paying for theirs. This whole thing when it got started was pretty good. It is a good idea.
Look, it needs to be fixed.
Listen,
it needs to be fixed.
Don't get me wrong. I think there needs to be.
We all agree that everybody should have insurance.
Some kind of health insurance for everybody, whether it's government or somebody is smart enough in the private sector to have figured this out. They obviously weren't. Otherwise, we would have had it. But to do it the way it was done.
Or they weren't. It just wasn't beneficial to the politicians trying to grease the palms of their friends that were trying to make it happen.
Well, there is that as well. It's just it's about management. And I fault Obama not for most things. I would agree with you. He may have done the best that he can. But he completely schnookered the American public into thinking that he was somebody that he wasn't. He had
in
no
terms
experience.
Of what, though? Like, in terms
he,
of what?
He didn't run anything. He doesn't have any. He had no management experience running anything. And then that's why I think it showed, and you see the mismanagement of all kinds of things, even though it's endemic in government. The same thing, really, with George Bush. I mean, all these guys, they all talk about they want politicians, or where are we going to have somebody unexperienced as president. Come on. What if the in recent memory, whether it's Obama, George Bush,
Obama
Bill Clinton,
have experience.
No, I'm saying none of them had any real management. You know, what did George Bush ran the baseball team?
Yep.
Well, owner's box.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. There's all of this stuff back. Clinton never did anything except run for office. Really, he was a lawyer, but never really managed anything.
Right, but that's sort of a counterpoint because you like Clinton.
I do like Clinton as to what was done. I like him as far as what was done and the way the country felt. I think it was very similar to when Ronald Reagan was president. Say what you will about his personal life. That didn't get in the way. I think he was actually, in many ways, one of the three best presidents in my lifetime.
Well, he had no experience going into it, so
I understand.
You can make
so
the
always
argument
a,
that some people
exception.
Can do it.
Yeah, well, there's an exception to the rule. Obama, unfortunately,
wasn't
one of them. Yeah, I mean, he knew how to handle practical politics and manage them from that point of view. Obama never managed anything. And frankly, he was a lousy senator. Talked to people from Illinois that lived there who even voted for him, and he was out. He was absent. All right, so we have to pause now. We've gone way beyond where we're supposed to have. 20 minutes. But thank you for the stimulation. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
You, the road, nothing else. This is what it's like to start your legend on an Indian motorcycle. And now for a limited time, we'll add $1,500 to your trade-in value, plus $1,000 in accessory and apparel credit. Go ahead. The road is calling. Indian Motorcycle. Be legendary. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada and subject to credit approval. Trade-in allowance and accessory credit valid on select 2016 models. Good through 5/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear helmets. Never drink and ride.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Wait, man. Wish I had a dollar. Say, don't you miss the feeling music gave it back in the day? Let's
move. At 23 at the hour. On the Monday Good Day program, once again, the music of Prince in the focus because of the latest in the world of Prince, formerly the artist formerly known as Prince. I guess you can apply that to him now more than ever. A family funeral for Prince coming later in the summer. The grieving process, a unique experience to each individual, said his sister, Tyka. How do you pronounce your name? It's T-Y-K-A. Tyka, okay. I always wondered about that. Anyway, the post on Facebook, the proposed plan to have a service, a sort of memorial funeral tribute, will come in August. More updates soon. She also wanted to set the record straight that no one in her family is fighting over Prince's estate. It's only the 750 people that are not in the family that say his son
exactly.
is fighting over the estate at this point in time.
Yep.
So, all right. What else have we got here for? No, Prince, I think that's about it. The update on Prince. Now time for us to move over to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Richie. Singer Anthony, is it Kiedis that Harry Potter's name?
Kiedis.
Been hospitalized, extreme stomach pain. So they've pulled out of a gig that they were supposed to be doing. He's in the hospital in Irvine, California. The headline show was in K-Rock's Weenie Roast. Was that supposed to be yesterday in L.A.?
It was, Saturday. I think Saturday? It was Saturday, yeah. Saturday, he was rushed to the hospital, yeah.
K-Rock is sort of a classic rock station in L.A.
That's kind of legendary.
Yeah. Oh, K-Rock? Oh, one of the most stable stations in the country as far as format is concerned. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so that's his story. What do we know about Kiedis? I don't know. I know Richie will tell you a lot about the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, Anthony Kiedis has been in and out of rehab multiple times, so I don't know if... I'm not sure what this means. We may find out, we may not. I don't know if this is a relapse issue or if this is just something else that he's got going on with his body.
The flu.
It's not working.
Yeah, he is the flu.
Who knows? But yeah, I mean
that's what
people will speculate and it'll end up being the flu or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I hope it's nothing serious. Yeah. Right. The band sounds great. It's their first new album in 5 years.
Yeah. And what is that? What we have playing here?
No, this is one of their older hits. Yeah, they have a new album that's coming out. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's that story. Now let's see. We have one other piece of musical news here. Interesting contrast musically from Prince to the Red Hot Chili Peppers to One Direction.
That's how we do it on Good Day.
Yes, it is. Harry Styles debuting a short new haircut. Cut 10 inches off of his hair and donated it to a cancer charity. Fans broke the internet with their comments, and the hashtag Harry's Hair trended worldwide. Good God.
It did.
Get a life, my God.
My boyfriend sent me a picture of
really?
A screenshot of Twitter and said, R.I.P. Harry's Hair. And I was like, no!
Turns out the real reason for his haircut is for his first movie role. Christopher Nolan, the director, insisted that he cut his hair for the role of a soldier alongside Kenneth Branagh in the upcoming film Dunkirk. So,
yeah,
why
World
is he,
War II picture, I guess.
Yeah, you wouldn't see people with that hair
right.
in World War II. New. So, what is there in 10 seconds you can say you like best about the music of One Direction?
It's just solid pop songs.
Yeah.
They're really catchy. Every song is catchy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
And the guys all have good voices. That's important.
Nothing wrong with having a good voice. Me. La, 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 la. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Be aware of paradromic others. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The word paradromic means running side by side or following a parallel course. So what does paradromic have to do with emotional management? Well, when it comes to managing your motivation, I think it has just about everything to do with it. As I say to college students all over the country, there are millions of people who are your exact age right now, not to mention those who are a year younger or a year older. You might imagine that you're competing against those you can see and think, man, I'm doing really well competitively. But in a world of 7 billion people, your competition is literally in places you're not even thinking about. Let the knowledge of the paradromic lives you weren't even thinking about a minute ago be the fire that guides your motivation to work hard and with a sense of urgency. Be mindful that countless others are pursuing your same dreams right now. For more motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Think as you will, to speak your mind, to have a good, healthy rapport with any number of people about the issues of the day, the events of the day. Welcome to the Good Day program, Monday morning. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day with my friends Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, working... there I am with that word again. Rich, you have to get up. There's got to be some sort of a buzzer you can install.
Well, I'm sure
I you or Kara can do when I use the word working. I am looking at a list of Republicans who say they are fed up with Donald Trump, and they're banding together to try to get a third-party candidate that would provide a conservative alternative. This on the heels of most of the conservatives saying, okay, all right, we'll do it. We'll vote for Trump. Meanwhile, Mitt Romney hasn't gotten the memo yet, neither has William Kristol. I don't know who Eric Erickson is. Who's Eric
Erickson? WebState.com.
Ah, okay, all right. Was that with the, was that the outfit, the blog that wanted to put the radio program on? Didn't we have some
conversation?
Yes.
That was his bunch? Okay. Anyway, they're looking at John Kasich who might be a good candidate. John Kasich's not going to run against Trump. He knows better. In fact, he might run with him. Although there are a lot of people who are trying to figure out who would be a good vice president for Donald Trump. Who would get along? Who would add to the ticket? It won't be Chris Christie because he doesn't need another Northeasterner. It'll be somebody who's either not well-known politically, sort of like Sarah Palin was when McCain picked her. Hopefully it'll be more thoughtful a pick than that was. And it might be this lady who's the governor of New Mexico who brings a lot in. But it will be, I'm betting, I would be surprised, it'll be somebody like Kasich who can bring a state or two along with him.
He needs Ohio.
He does need Ohio.
It's not going to be Rubio.
It's not going to be any of those spots.
But he needs Ohio or Florida, Pennsylvania, one of those. He needs some time.
But those are northeastern states. That's the problem with all of that.
There's but without those states, he doesn't get anything.
He needs some help from the four states Richie's talking about, or five maybe, six, if you will. There's New York, there's Pennsylvania, there's Ohio, there's Florida, there's California.
California, you can forget.
Yeah, well, for him? Yeah, probably, yeah, I would think. Although there's some pockets in California, like Orange County, that really are from, and there's some of the central part of the state.
Right, the farm areas.
Right,
sure, yeah.
You get to the cities, nope, ain't happening.
Yeah, L.A., San Francisco, Toto, San Diego, done.
All right, so, as a matter of fact, there's a lot of, I find it quite amusing to listen to some of the stuff, this phone call supposedly with Trump acting as his own PR person, I find that really it's nonsensical and a nuisance. What I do find interesting is now Trump is sort of getting into issues, and he says something off the top of his head, and it's wrong. So then he goes back and clarifies his statements. For example, the minimum wage position. He says he would like the states to determine their minimum wage because cost of living is different in each state. And by the way, this is a very good, I'm against the minimum wage, period, end of story. I don't like it at all. But,
yeah, but
to acknowledge that it's different in each state makes some sense. Let's listen to what he said, Richie.
Let's talk about some issues came up this week about, in the last week and a half, some ambiguity on issues of minimum wage, raising taxes, whether or not you were softening your stance about bringing refugees into the country. So let's clarify, minimum wage.
Okay, well, let me just tell you, the only thing I am talking about a little bit is I like the idea of the states looking at minimum wage, because if they don't, you know, New York is totally different than if you go to Alabama, Arkansas, so many places that I love. They voted for me. I love them all. But you're talking about a whole different, you know, cost of living. So what's good for New York is not necessarily good for someplace else. New York is very expensive to live in, and I could see having more in New York and less in other places, and yet you're standard of living might be better in Alabama or, as I said, Arkansas and other places than it would be in New York, even though New York would have a higher minimum wage. So I really like giving it to states to determine. Plus, they have to compete with each other among, you know, other things, but they have to compete with each other. So I like the concept of giving it to states. And in some states where it's more expensive, maybe they do have to lift the minimum wage. And in others, they won't have to do it, and those people live very well. So that's the way it is. Now, they also have to compete with each other in business. So I really like the idea because it's so different. You know, it's a big country. It's so different, and the cost of living is so different. I like letting the states set the minimum wage.
All right, so you know there'd be softballs with Hannity because Hannity loves Trump. But the other side of it is he's actually getting – that's the first time I've heard him say anything that really made me sense.
That was clear and concise.
It was thought out, it was very good. So I'm guessing that the people that are, anyway, he's getting his act together because it was a show at first, and it was, oh, let's try, this might be fun. And then, wait a minute, whoops, hold on, there's support for me? There's support for this? I guess I better start thinking about it. Am I serious? Will I do this?
But isn't it a little pathetic that we're a few months away from the election and all three of us, and myself included, we're giving him, like, the slow clap because he made one sentence that made sense?
Yeah.
I mean,
but he's been not doing anything.
One sentence that was presidential.
No, it was a paragraph.
Okay. Well, it was the same sentence over and over, and it, yes, it made a paragraph.
But it does make sense. And so you're making a point, and that's a good one. My point is that there are people around him now that realize that he actually could win and may very likely win, so we better get it together.
He can't get away with, we're going to be the best. It doesn't work anymore. You've got to be deeper than that.
And being on with Hannity is a safe place for him to practice that stuff, because Hannity's not going to go, he's not throwing any bombs at him. But he can handle himself.
There's a lot of coddling going on with Trump, I'm realizing here. Well,
with whom?
I think with the media. Let's start him out slow on Hannity, and that's fine.
The news media? No, not the news media.
But Today Show's trying to grill him because he made a phone call for himself as a public relations person.
Well, that's not a hard issue. I mean, that's a stupid thing.
It is. You're right.
Right. The whole thing is stupid. Okay. So now let's give equal time.
It's stupid.
It is kind of funny. Okay, let's turn it around or turn to the next page, the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. I was trying to figure. She looked pained, unnerved, and tired. I'm not saying that because she's a woman, that isn't, and I don't want anybody telling me, I think Trump looks worn out, too. I think they both look worn out. Look at where we are in the process of 5 months to go. But she's sounding disorganized because in one minute she says something about Bernie Sanders, and the next minute she's taking a shot at Trump. Excuse me. She's got both of those things to contend with. And the more things, the support, we mentioned this Wiccan ceremony in Oregon, the fact that there are people there who are eligible to vote, many of whom have probably never voted, not unlike what happens when you go after other special interest groups. I think Bernie Sanders is very smart. So how does she handle who might be her VP so that that can be a talking point? Here's Senator Sherrod Brown talking about possibly being named as Hillary's vice president.
The latest Q poll has Trump beating Hillary Clinton by 4 points in your home state of Ohio, 43% to 39%. One thing that's been talked about as a result of this in part is putting you on the ticket. Also, you have progressive credentials that might help her shore up some of those Sanders supporters. Now, you've said you're not interested in the VP job, but obviously, Senator, if Clinton came to you and said, I really need you to be my vice president, you wouldn't say no, would you?
I'm married to a journalist, and as I said, I'm joking, as you know, and she, we know you have to ask that question. I'm not going to answer it any differently. I respect the work you do. I'm not going to answer it any differently. I love the job I'm doing. My priorities are to continue to fight for manufacturing in my state and for jobs and health care and deal with lead issues in my beloved city of Cleveland, where I live, and every other city in the industrial Midwest. I will put real effort into helping elect Hillary Clinton. As I said, I love this job, and that's, I'm just not going to give you a different answer.
Okay, thanks very much for that input. I appreciate the help there very much. Thank you.
I'm sounding like that before.
Yeah. Wow.
At any rate, so there's a no. There's a big no. So where does she go? I couldn't possibly imagine all these people who are from the left that love what's-her-face from Massachusetts, whose name I don't even want to mention.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what a horror show.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, there you go.
Yeah, that'd be good. She's from Florida. You bring in Florida. It seems to me that they're missing the point here, and that is getting variety on the ticket. And I think...
Would Hillary ever have Bernie Sanders as her running mate?
If she was smart, she might.
I mean, I think, to me, that seems like the most obvious way to fix this
really,
problem.
Yeah. It really does. It seems like the most obvious way to fix it. You're right about that.
Yep. Or would he say no?
Who knows? They all say no, and then they say, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hello.
Yeah.
45 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The Good Day program wants to help those who are hungry. Food for the Poor, one of the greatest international relief organizations that we have here in the U.S. that helps people in 17 different countries all around the world. And most of them are in the Caribbean, Latin America. So I've decided that I will spend some time every day trying to do something that's good. You know my old standby expression, we're all here to help. And we really are. When it comes to this circumstance, when it comes to these people, the children who have no food, no clean water, and there are hundreds of thousands, in fact, there are millions of them in these areas of the world. So think about when you look at your own child today, you're feeding your child breakfast, putting together maybe a luncheon package. You don't have to worry about your child having enough to eat or enough to drink. But these people actually literally do. So it's one of these things that I get involved in. It sort of is symbolic of pretty much everything else that I do here, talking about things that other people don't talk about. And this is one of them. This is a real problem that needs a real solution. So if you would like to help with food, the secure housing, the children who are orphans in most instances don't have families at all, clean water, health care, emergency relief. Maybe you will consider today, as I underscore this, tomorrow, next day, whenever, calling 844-868-4673, which is 844-868-HOPE. Or you can just hit #250 on your phone. I love this new thing. I think this is the coolest thing. Do you know about #250? It's just a superb way. If you can't remember the number, 844-868-4673. Okay, you just hit #250 and say the word give. That's all you have to do. And then offer $75. That's enough money to provide food and clean water to a hungry child for a year. Okay? That's it. That's all I'm asking you to do. Pick up the phone, hit #250, say the word give, and pledge $75. Will you do that? It'll be a big help. Mostly for you and for them, because you'll feel good about helping it. And 75 bucks is what, 30 cents a day or something? Help a kid that doesn't have much of a chance otherwise. It's 48 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
This report is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here. Temperatures are on the rise, and after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more allergens to the air, and rising temperatures can trigger skin irritations. With all this in mind, it's important that parents seek out solutions that are gentle on baby's sensitive skin. Dr. Diane Hess, pediatrician and medical director of Gramercy Pediatrics.
As both a pediatrician and a mother, I know just how sensitive a baby's skin can be. Since clothes are in direct contact with the baby's skin, I always suggest parents to wash clothes with a specially formulated product like Dreft. It's gentle and hypoallergenic on baby's skin, and it comes with a scent that I love, and it remains safe for babies.
Dreft detergent is the number one choice of pediatricians and has been trusted by moms for 80 years to make their baby's fabrics feel clean and soft. For more tips, visit www.dreft.com. That's www.dreft.com.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's Tech Talk time here on Good Day. 53 past the hour. We have Victoria and Richie and I focused on a new mask. They can help you choose what you dream. The mask is called Remy. Am I pronouncing it right?
Remy? Yes, Remy.
Yep. Remy. I will talk about that and how it may help you in your sleep state in a moment. Speaking of sleep and helping you, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow is the pillow with a perfect fit. MyPillow is the pillow that will help you go to sleep at night. MyPillow supports your head. MyPillow supports your neck. MyPillow supports your back. MyPillow supports a good night's sleep. MyPillow doesn't go flat. MyPillow doesn't get hot. MyPillow has patented fill. You got the point? Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity, a very special offer, to buy a MyPillow, one for you and one for her, or one for him. But you only pay for yours. The other one is free. Call 800-874-8985. If you've never experienced really comfortable sleeping with a really comfortable pillow, then you need to call 800-874-8985. And when you do, use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen. You get a free pillow, and you will start sleeping much better right away. Call now, or you can go to MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code DS, or call 800-874-8985. Make sure you get through, make sure you get the order, make sure you take advantage of the opportunity to get MyPillow, which is made in America. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
All right, so it's Remy, like in REM sleep. Remy. I'm a genius because I figured that out. No, I didn't. Richie says, like he's making fun of me. Yeah, like in REM sleep, Remy. Okay.
What is this Remy you speak of?
Okay, what's the story here, Victoria?
Well, it's a new sleep mask. It comes in a bunch of different colors. It's online for $95. And what it does, it has programmable LED lights that are behind the mask. So once you are at optimal level of REM sleep, it then kicks in and it doesn't wake you up, but it allows your brain to have lucid dreaming, which you can actually talk to your own dream. You can
really?
Program your own dream. So if people want to fly or if they have an intention of what they'd like to dream about, this mask with these lights triggers that part of your brain of lucid dreaming.
Wow.
It's interesting. It's very, very interesting, and we'll see where this goes. But
so
I think more things like this are going to hit the market.
Are we messing with our minds too much using stuff like this?
Or expanding them, you could say.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, all right. Okay. All right.
We like to be positive, glasses half full.
Yeah. Okay, so we should get them to call us, and where we call them and say, okay, we'll put this as a package together with MyPillow, sell them together.
Look at you. I'm on it. I just wrote a note.
I'm a big business. Well, actually, I'm a small business person. If you're a business that's having trouble or failing, how about this from The Rock? A new motivational app. This guy is a genius, and he's got smart people around him. He's got a new mobile app called The Rock Clock. All right, so what does this do? This will wake you up, Richie. It's an alarm clock, I guess, actually, Victoria, right?
It's an app on your phone. It's for Android and iPhone, and it has 25 different alarm tones, which were personally selected by The Rock, so you can choose how you like to wake up. You can also set motivational workout goals, completion dates to that goal, and all these other things that you can do. One of the cool things about this app, you can actually sync your phone up to The Rock's, and he does live daily updates from his phone. And so, but if you sync up, be warned, if you sync up to The Rock's calendar, you can... Your phone could go off at 3:45 in the morning when
that's
he's off
he
to the
up.
Gym.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have to be warned about that. And there's also, he wants to make it clear, there is no snooze feature because he says there is no snooze button
you
in
snooze,
life.
Snooze, you lose.
Yep. So
that's
he said
it.
Life has no snooze button and neither does his app.
No.
It's a free app, by the way.
Right. So here's what I'm guessing. This guy spent all of 25 minutes. Somebody came to him and said, we want to put your name on this thing. We want you to choose 25 alarm tones. And that's it. He signed a deal, and I'll bet you he'll make millions on this.
Probably,
thing.
Yeah.
Because his image is such that people are inspired by him. And we will tell you, Richie and I, that he's a very good guy, very cool guy, and somebody very smart. Good for him. So it's called The Rock Clock. Speaking of clocks, 59 after the hour on The Rock.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.